Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. You know what? You might not feel good. Things might not have been going good for you this week. You might have not heard the good news that you really wanted to hear, but let me tell you something. If you're alive and if you can hear under the sound of my voice, good tidings getting ready to come your way from the Global Vision for Living today. Hey, you're all right. You're all right. And you're in a good posture because you have an opportunity one more day to tell God thank you. Hallelujah, God. God, I just want to keep thanking you. You got an opportunity to let God know that you're for real and that you know that the Psalm 83:18, God, is the only, one and only true God of the universe, and that name is Jehovah. Listen, our topic today is why God will not answer my prayers. Why won't he answer when I hold up my hands toward heaven and say, oh, God, help me? Why won't God answer? That's going to be our topic today. And that's because so many say they pray and they pray and they pray to no avail. Nothing is happening. Only more bad comes my way. Oh, what is the problem? So we have with us our esteemed guest. I call him Colonel Harrison. You guys know who he is by now, Dr. William Harrison, who is the presiding minister of Second Union Baptist Church there on the East Coast. Hi, Colonel Harrison. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Capitina. Listen to our audience. Doing great, doing great. Trust and hope and pray all is well with you and the listening audience.
Well, thank you very much for tuning in again. This is our 208 episode. Isn't that something? Oh, God, truly has been good for us to continue the broadcast for so many sessions. But let's jump into our topic. Many people are crying and walking about homeless, hungry, not sure where they're going to lay down this night. It's so much going on, and many, if you talk to them, you get the opportunity to get up close. In some cases, you know, the law enforcement saying, no, 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 don't get up close. But if you have an opportunity to talk with them, over half of America that is homeless will say, oh, yes, I believe in God. I believe in God, but, hey, here I am, you know. I'm dirty, I'm laying around town, I'm hungry. What's going on? You know, I've had enough common sense to say, oh, I better go to God. I better pray to God. Oh, I better run somewhere and find God. So I'm actually saying that, but on the other end of the spectrum, they're saying, hey, he ain't paying me no attention. God is not answering my prayers. I don't have any outward expression or internal expression that God even hears me when I pray. What is the problem? And now they're not roaming around the churches trying to find that answer. Let's get that straight right now, or we wouldn't see the conditions in the world that we do. What they're doing is going somewhere behind inside of an alley or behind a building and weeping and saying, what happened to me? What happened, God? I thought the Bible says you love us. God loves his creation. What happened? Colonel Harrison, this is a very timely topic. We really stand in the need of prayer now, especially 2022 with all that's going on. But many are very concerned and have even left off of God. Many talk negatively about God. Oh, he ain't going to do nothing for me. Oh, it ain't really no God. Oh, I don't know why God give the rich their money and I ain't got nothing. You know, that kind of talk. But what are some of the reasons why God does not answer our prayer? I was thinking that most prayers do not glorify God. Those that pray have no inkling that they should glorify God. work acts of glory to show God that he's number one in their life. Show God that they at least acknowledge that he does have a presence, whether he's seen out of the visibility or not. But I think just starting this session off, our topic session, is that most prayers do not glorify God. They begging God. Where they have gotten that from, I know some churches do teach people, go to God for what you need. Go to God for what you need. But they don't stop to tell them, before you make that trip, get your life in order. They don't tell them that. Oh, they'll have 200 in the church and say, okay, we all bow our heads and pray. They know good and well, whether they should know or not, that God is not going to hear their prayer coming under the salutation of the minister. Can we all bow our heads? Can we all do this? Can we all do that? What is wrong with that situation, Colonel Harris?
As we discuss this very important topic about prayer, listening to us, why God will not answer my prayers. As you said, most prayers do not glorify God. We don't glorify God when we pray to him, when we don't put God first in our lives. Most people put other things, other people, the children, the husband, wife, the job, all those kinds of distractions in place of God. God wants us to put him first in our lives. Okay, that's glorifying God. That's reverence God. That's honoring God. Another is the way we are living does not please God. My lifestyle, if it's not a way that's pleasing God, God's not going to hear nor answer my prayer. Another is turn around. A lifestyle. People know when their lifestyle is not in a way that it ought to be because they continually have pitfalls and hardships and disappointment. Then you're going down the wrong path. The way you're living is not benefiting you, is not helping you, and neither is it going to help anyone else. So I put those on the table. We're not living a life that pleases God. We've got to turn around. We've got to change our lifestyle, and we've got to put God first in our lives.
That's very true, and I really appreciate that answer, because 1 in 3 would tell you, I don't even pray anymore. He ain't listening. He ain't hearing. I don't see nothing that he's doing in my life that's worth seeing. That's really so true. So I think what you have just said is that putting God first, that's an act of glorifying him. Talking about him to others, that's an act of glorifying. But we've got ourselves to pray, the pray-ee, the one that is praying, have got to go to God in a way that he approves. But first, our first effort should be, oh, Lord God, thank you. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for hearing me. We've got to put the glorification of God first. Just don't run on your knees if you're even doing that and start begging God for something. And that's another thing that people have gotten wrong. They think praying is begging God. You have some ministers will tell them, well, go on to God with that, go on to God. But, hey, back that train up, oh, pastors of the world. Back that up. Don't tell these people to run to God. Take that to God. You first got to talk to them about getting their lives together before they run there begging God. Don't send them on that. My father, Bishop Mims, used to, famous minister, used to say, stop running to God to beg. Run to God to praise. First things first, you got to praise that God with your being. Don't run to God to beg, because 9 out of 10 times you haven't done something that God has wanted you to do in the first place. Therefore, you got to beg. You got to have lack in your life when you are not putting God first, as Colonel Harrison just said, to glorify him. That makes the God of heaven feel good. Let me tell you, yes, he feels good. Genesis 6 said that this God, Jehovah, felt hurt at his heart that he had even created man. He said their inclinations of their thoughts are bad from the time they get up to the time they're not. Read Genesis 6 before the Noachian flood. So if we're wondering why this God is not acknowledging, hearing, and saying, oh, yes, to whatever we're there for in prayer, we need to think back. Now, something else I think should be put on the books. Now, if I'm running to God saying, I want you to help me kill three people, I want you to help me go over to Watson stab five or six people. I mean, some of us don't really honor the institute of prayer doing things like that. Some of our prayers are not in harmony with God's will. You can't run to the church and say, oh, Pastor, can you pray for me? Can you? And many of them say, yeah, that is astonishing. My father used to say, no, I will not. Pray for yourself. And then he will direct them to scriptures in the Bible. But that is something that my father did not do. Collectively, if there was a prayer gathering there, that was a different story. But he taught people, do this for yourself. I'm not King, oh God, Almighty on earth. So don't run to me with all of that. And most ministers don't know they have crippled their people. They won't do anything. I got to call Pastor. No, you got to get your life right and call on God. Call on Jesus. I heard a song that he's on the main line. So all of this going to God in prayer with things that might not be in his will, you can ask God to help you get an AK-15 to shoot somebody. And I'm telling you, people actually do crazy things like that. So if we're wondering why God will not answer your prayers, number two, your prayers have got to be in harmony with God's will. What have he told you to do? What has he told you in the way of actions to treat other people right? What has he done? His will. So now if you want to go to the man of God and ask, can you tell me what the will of God is? That's as far as they should go. They're human flesh as well. That's why so many have shut down, because they're walking about in black robes and telling people what to do. Tell people what God says. You don't have to tell them what to do. And that is the same with our prayers. A lot of times people have failed to realize why their prayers is not answered, because they are not in harmony with God's purpose for their lives. Your minister should be able to tell you what his purpose is. Matthew 28:18-19. What is God's purpose for my life? It's not a big spiel. They said, don't take rocket science. So all of this and this and hallelujah, and everybody hollering and crying. And they back 2 days later, broke, begging God for the wrong thing. You know what? I thank God for the global vision for living today. And I see why you guys are so proud of this station, because we tell it like it is. Nonsense over. Just open your door up and look outside and see the results of people not knowing how to get God to answer their prayers. Colonel Harrison, are you aware that many people want to tell God what to do when they pray? They're not going to God to get some concrete answers for living. Do you know of any individuals that have might even talk to you about praying, but when you hear them talk about telling God what to do, trying to tell Jehovah what to do in a prayer, rather than going under the banner of prayer being a solemn oath in their life? They got to tell them, God, I want this. God, and I need you to go into the hospital. God, I want you to do this in the community. Well, what did he send you to do? Most real pastors will tell him, get on out there in the streets. If you don't know but one verse, get on out in the street. Most of them will do that. Why won't God answer your prayer? Because you are on your knees trying to tell him what to do. And he's already told you what to do, so you would not be in the shape you're in. Now, what about people praying, Colonel Harrison, but they are not obeying God? And how can they obey God if they don't know nothing about him? They figure in a pinch of heart, I guess I better pray. And then if they run to the pastor, yeah, well, he'll come on, let's pray. Don't know anything about the man's lifestyle. Don't know what he did last night. Don't know if he killed 3 people 2 weeks ago. You got some ministers ain't even praying for them anymore. Now, the Bible does say, pray ye one for another now, but who was he talking to? Who was he telling that to? It wasn't the world at large. It was his footstep followers. You sure better. You on foot with no money sack? Don't know where you gonna lay down, but you're following the one called Jesus? Come on now. Hey, churches, you can open up today and not have to wait for tomorrow with that. Colonel Harrison, what are some other reasons why God will not answer our prayers?
Another reason is that God will not answer prayers of things that God know will turn us away from him or destroy us. If I put forth a prayer to God that I know that's not going to honor God but only honor me, then God and I will answer that prayer. If I pray, so that's praying selfishly. The other thing is sometimes people pray, they pray for things that they don't need. God will provide us with the things that we need. There's some things we pray for, God's not going to give us. The kings of the earth, years gone by, centuries gone by, most powerful people on the earth. But some of their prayers were not answered because what the king had desired was not in keeping with what God wanted for that king's life, for that king's administration, for that king's reign, for his rule. The Bible makes reference to the fact that God already knows what we need before we go to him in prayer. As you said, Dr. Coppertin, prayer is open to God. So if God already knows what we need, we should be as sincere, as honest and earnest with our prayers and forthright with our prayers to God as we can be. Then God decides whether or not he's going to answer the prayer. But if we're not living a life that's pleasing to God, our prayers are in vain. They're just like pouring water into a glass without a bottom. So I want to
That is very scary. And, you know, I can think about this. You know, people don't want to obey God or do what God has to say, but they want to go and get some kind of blessing from God. They want God to make right their wrong. They want God to understand why they did something out of their carnal flesh and blood, mind, brain. They don't really want God's help. They want God's, the aftermath of what God can do for them. That's one of another reason why God will not answer my prayers. What has God already told man to do? Answer that for us, Colonel Harrison.
God told mankind that he has to seek him. We first have to seek God with all our heart, our mind, our body, and our soul. And when we seek him in that way, then we will find him. God doesn't want us just randomly seeking him just for the sake of asking for things, that material things that we desire. God wants us to seek him to find out what his will is for our lives, what he wants us to do while we're living here on this earth, because we're made to what? To serve him, to edify him, and to exalt him and do his will for our lives.
That's very true, very true. And the scripture also, as I mentioned seconds ago, he told those closest to him to pray ye for one another, those within that circle. Now let's step out of the circle for a minute. Does God want us to pray for killers that have stated and shown by their actions they're not going to change? You know, some of us in the ministerial world will say, oh, well, God says all can come unto him and come on in, and we're going to pray that you do this. And then they look up. A week later, they're either back in jail. They have some kind of other problems going on, child support problems, problems with other family members that would prefer that they not come there. Let's kind of zero in on that. Since this God was talking to a select few when he said, pray ye one for another, how should the ministers of the world, and I'm asking you because you're a minister, when people come to you, how do you answer them when they say, oh, Pastor, I want you to pray? Do you stop and ask them like my father did? Why? Bishop Mim and anybody else with sense would want to know, what has happened to me about that? Not just, come on, let's pray. Ow, 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 ow. What happened? Where do you live?
Yeah.
Have you lost your job? Are you on the run from the law? I mean, there's a process, because by the time we get to God in prayer, God, not man, by the time we get to God in prayer, we should already know beyond the shadow of a doubt, he's going to hear me and he's going to answer me. He's going to hear me and he's going to answer me. If God know you hell-bent on change and you want to do the right thing, you're not going back to your own vomit, that's a different story. So we're not using prayer as a cash register. Oh, I wish this, well, I don't know if I wish my father was alive in this ludicrous environment. But prayer is not a cash register. By the time any of us get to God in prayer, we've already self-repented before we have gotten to God in prayer. Come on to God in prayer. Our life, our lifestyle, the activities of our life, we've already gone through that as far as what God would have me do. How are you going to pray to somebody and you don't know whether or not that God has any standards for correction of things in your life that are not right? How could you just run to God in prayer? Some do. They have what they call deathbed prayer. They done ran with the worst of the worst and then the worst of the worst. And then on their deathbed, they pray. Now, can we call that a confession? Law enforcement, as you know, also Colonel Harrison would call that a deathbed confession. And it really is admissible in a court of law, because the courts feel that if this man stabbed 28 people, no one find out about it. He's confessing now. Of course, they might can close their books on that. But they consider that true honesty and a faithful revelation that can be taken as truth. I don't know of too many people that would do that, but let's put that in the context of a prayer. We don't have to wait until we're on our deathbed to pray and then try to figure out if God is going to answer the prayer. He ain't answered none before now. Is he going to do that? That is not what this topic is about. This topic is about us doing things that innately we know are not right, but then we want God to make it right. What will make that prayer right? Come on, Colonel Harrison, and talk to us about that. We're talking about praying. What are we supposed to do before we get on our knees to pray? That might also help guarantee that this God is going to listen, he's going to answer, and he's going to act in our behalf.
Yes, and some of the members come to me and ask me to pray for them. Yes, I ask them, what is going on in your life? What do you need prayer for? I have to know, because that way I can determine whether or not what kind of prayer to offer up to God on behalf of them. An intercessory prayer. That kind of prayer is called intercessory prayer. Some kind of selfish prayer or something like that. Then I tell them that's not in their best interest, because God just isn't going to answer any selfish prayer. And if they want prayer and if they're sincere and it's earnest, they haven't done anything that's displeasing to God, then they should be able to pray for themselves and get a prayer through. Yes, they're the sick that we pray for. We pray for those that are not of their right mind. We pray for those that are in captivity. We pray for those in prison. We pray for people in all kinds of having hardships, emergency, all kinds of circumstances. But a person ordinarily that's seeking prayer and they can't get a prayer through, and they come to the pastor and want the pastor to get the prayer through, it's best that the pastor inquire or what is the reason why they want this prayer, what is going on in their lives, and then we can better discern what kind of prayer to offer up on their behalf. Willing to pray, and God want to hear the prayers, but a lot of times people come to the pastor and ask the pastor to pray because they have misdeeds and misgivings and wrongdoing in their lives, and they know they can't get a prayer through to God.
Wow, you know what? That's very interesting, too, and that makes me want to get up from where I'm at right now and grab my Bible. If you guys here on this listening show, if you have your Bible, let's turn to Isaiah. Oh, thank you, God. I turn right to it. I'm going to read Isaiah from chapter 1, and let's see here. He says here that though people make many prayers, he does not answer them. He says, and when you spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings before mine eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come on now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land. You don't have to go begging God for nothing. You just heard what he said. He promised, if you be willing and obedient, you're going to eat of the good of the land. You land somewhere hungry, you're not acknowledging God. You are using dead works to try to impress God to help you get cleaned up, and that's not what he's about. He said, though you make many prayers, I'm not going to hear. So, sounds like that God was mad then, and he's probably still mad today. So if we are wondering why God will not answer our prayers, let's do a run-through of this again. Number one, your prayers probably are not glorifying God. You're not putting God first in your prayers. Number two, you're going around begging God. We just showed you not to beg God for anything. Straighten your life up, and your prayers will not only be heard, but God will step up big time. He'll show up, like Bishop Mann said, and show out. Most of your prayers, you got to put them in harmony with God's will, which means you've got to study the Bible. You got to have someone help you understand the deep secrets of the Word of God. And then here we go with this. Your life is not in harmony. Don't let anybody, Satan or preacher, tell you all you got to do is keep praying. That is not what the word said. You got 70 or 80 according to special mightiness. How long are you going to follow that? Rather than get to business, learning about God. We could go further on with this, but Colonel Harrison, in closing, let's give our listening audience one opportunity to know how to get God to answer their prayers.
Yes. Just go to God sincerely, earnestly, humbly, and talk to God. Have a sincere, unselfish, committed, dedicated, respectful talk and conversation with God, telling God what it is that you need, rather than disguising sometimes what we need or asking for things that we don't need but that we desire. Just have an earnest, sincere talk with God, because he knows our heart. He knows our mind. He knows our thoughts. So, Lord, I need this because of that. So, Lord, if you honor me, then, Lord, I will do what you ask. I'll change. And I'm not suggesting that you bargain with God, because we can't. He's a creator.
Right,
but
right,
anyway,
right,
just be sincere.
You just said, if you honor me, God, God's not going to honor us. Have mercy on all of us. Thank you for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living Today. God bless you. Same place next week and the same hour. God bless you. Have a great weekend.